We have a tradition that a whole series of Tanaim all hold Yeshem LeMikra, and on that list of people that hold Yeshem LeMikra is Rebbe. So how can Rebbe say over here in Zayinim Beis Yeshem LeMisores? So the Gemara says, Enachinami, when Rebbe made his first argument, it was a Yeshem LeMisores argument. But then he said, Va'od Nemreitz L'matzah V'Nemreitz L'mala, and he brought a different raya that has to be Eitzah Mispakeya. It has to be that we're talking about that a piece of wood came off of the tree that you were chopping, and not that the iron came off of the axe. Fine. So this is machlokas yeshem lemikra yeshem lemesoros. A couple of things that I think are important to discuss over here. First of all, something that's just almost like a side point. I assume you did not see the Tshuvas Harif, because we probably don't have it. You did see the Tshuvas Harif? How did you? We have one in the basement. Ah, so Nu, what did the Tshuvas Harif discuss? When you compare one thing to something else in the Torah, we call it a binyan av. Yet when it comes to yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemesaros, we talk about the mother. Yesh eim lemikra. Why isn't it yesh av lemikra? Yesh av lemesaros. We're just talking about which one is more powerful. Is the mikra or the mesaros more powerful? So why is it a binyan av, but when it comes to mikra mesaros, it's yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemesaros? So that was the issue that the Rif was dealing with. So what did the Rif say? What was the Rif's approach? So the Rif said, well, there's a difference between a father and a mother, right? What's the difference between a father and a mother? For example, he says in Masechta Shabbos, you have Avuon Dekulu Dam. So he says, when something becomes the Iker, to learn from it something else, we call that an Av. Yesh Eim LeMikra is that we don't use it to teach about other things. It's only to know what we're being Somech on within this parsha, within this drasha. It's not meant to reflect out to other halachos. So when we're going to use something as a show of power to actually apply to other areas of Torah, that's an av. The av is yotzei achutza. The av goes out. The mother, the aim, stays kol kavud bas melech panima. She stays in her dalet amos. She stays in the house. The av is the one that's always going out. So the av, binyan av, is to say, take something that halacha that applies over here and apply it over there. Let it go external. Whereas in aim, yesh aim lemikra is internally. In this pasuk, is it v'nashal? Is it v'nishal? Is it sukkas? Is it sukkos? It's a more narrow type of limud. That's how the Rif writes in the tshuva. There is I noticed just this morning, I came across Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aros on Maseches Sukkah, Daf Vav and Beis, has a different interpretation of why it's av versus aim. Same kasha the Rif deals with, which seems like such a, I don't know, it seems like a real balabata shakasha, but Rishonim deal with it. The Rif is dealing. So Rav Yashiv says a little differently. He says, no, what's the difference between an av and an aim? In what way are an av and an aim fundamentally different? Said, why is it that there's a mitzvah that you have to be mechabed your mother and be mechabed your father, right? You have to be mechabed both of your parents. When you mechabed your mother, you have to be mechabed your mother because she's vada your mother. She was pregnant with you. People saw that she carried you around for 9 months and you came out. So you know who your mother is. Do you know for sure with 100% certainty? Does anybody know for sure 100% certainty who their father is? Well, there is a rove. Rove bi'ilo sachar abal. We assume that at least, hopefully, I'll be rove. A woman has bia most of the time with her husband as opposed to with other men. And mela, you have the right to assume that the guy you've been calling daddy your whole life is your father. Right? Because based on a rov. Rov bi'ilo sachar abal. Right? That's the halacha. That's why we have a mitzvah to be mechabed the father, because you have a right to assume that he's your father. So one of the fundamental differences between an av and an aim is that every aim is someone who we know bivado'us is your mother. An av is someone who alpi rov is your father, who mistama is your father, but isn't necessarily vadai your father. Says Rav Yashiv, maybe that's why it's yesh aim lemikra, but it's binyan av. Why? Yesh aim lemikra, because it's not about analyzing whether or not this is meaningful. No, we're saying this is our tradition. It's part of the Torah. The way God gave us the Torah throughout all the years. It's bevadai. We know that this word is read a certain way and spelled a certain way. It's all b'taras vaday. When a person makes a binyan av in learning, what's he doing? He's saying, oh, the halacha, apply the halacha, says over here in halacha A that it should be a certain way. So mistama, I can apply it to halacha B also. I can apply the same concept to halacha B. Mistama, I can. But what if they're not comparable? What if someone's going to have a kasha on my binyan av and someone's going to say, how could you compare the two without a hekish? Just make a binyan av. How can you compare the two? They're different. They're going to come up with a way that there's a chilik between the two halachos. You always have that possibility. It's sort of like Einon Shemin Adin, like we had that possibility of chashash pircha on the Kaval Chomer. You have a chashash pircha on every binyan av. You have the possibility that maybe there's something wrong with the binyan av. So binyan av only works because al pi rov it works. Al pi rov, there's not a pircha on it. That's the very nature of binyan av. So he says that's why it's called the binyan av versus yesh em lemikra. Okay, that's a little bit of a side point. I thought it was somewhat entertaining that Rav Yashav has a little bit of a different answer than the Rif. The concept of yesh em lemikra yesh lemasaris or of kriyan ksiv. There is a Radak, I think, in Sefer Shmuel, you know, where the Radak writes that how do we have kriyan ksiv? He says there were lots of different texts that we copied Torah from over the generations. And when they were trying to get one uniform text, let's say they had 100 different manuscripts of Torah. And they found 99 of them said a word a certain way, and one of them said a word a different way. So that's what we call a typo. We know that one is wrong, obviously, and the 99 are right. What if you have, though, what if they were analyzing texts and they found that 52 of them said it one way and 48 of them said it a different way? Uh-oh, now what do you do? How do you know which one is correct? I think it's a Radak. The Radak writes this way. So that's where we come up with Kriyan Ksiv. That they decided that we'll keep both in the tradition, and one will be the way that we write it, and one will be the way that we pronounce it. Others would say that that's apikorsis. Why would you say that that's apikorsis to say such a thing? Because you're saying that the Torah that we have is not the same, may not be the same Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So that's a very, very challenging thing to say. In fact, the Gemara, through Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesores, seems to work with the assumption that it wasn't by accident, that these things are purposely there, that it's done that way on purpose. A very similar idea, though, a very similar concept. The Gemara has a Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara says that Einon Bekiyin Bechaseros V'Yaseros, that we're not really great experts in how to spell every word in the Torah. Should you spell the name Aharon with a vav or without a vav? We're not bekiyin. We don't know if it's supposed to be spelled a certain way or the other way. An extra hey here, a yud there, a vav there. We don't know. We don't know how to spell them 100% accurately. We're not bekiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros. So that implies that it could be that our Sifrei Torah are not the same exact Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had. And when we say that one of the Ikari Amunas that it's the same Torah, means substantively it's the same Torah, but the actual letters, there may be a letter that's off here or there, but the words are all the same words. It's just that a letter may be off here or there, or chaseros v'yaseros. Now chaseros v'yaseros is not the same as a mikra and a mesores. Sometimes it might be, like truth is, sukkah, sukkos, v'nashal, v'nishal, but those are cases where it changes the meaning of a word. Aharon with a vav, Aharon without a vav, doesn't change the meaning of the word at all. It could be when we say it means the chaseros v'yaseros that don't at all change the meaning of a word. If it changes the meaning of a word, then it's got to be part of our tradition. Then it has to be part of part of our mikra and mesoros tradition. Now one of the major tainas against the Bible code people is this gemara about enon b'kim v'chaseros v'yaseros. You ever see any of the codes how they work? They'll count every 50 letters in this section of Torah and spells out, every 50 letters in the section of Torah that describes a bird flying into a tower, I don't know, spells out twin towers or something, whatever. They have all sorts of codes that they find. So one of the major tainas on it, aside from the taina that statistically if you put any document into a computer you could shoot out all sorts of codes, but one of the major tainas that people have on it is against the Gemara. The Gemara says, "We're not bekiyim b'chaseros v'yaseros." So you're counting 50 letters later. It may not be the real 50 letters. It may be really 70 letters later. It may be that you're off, right? I mean, it's against the Gemara. What?
Is Sparty Kippur and Hashanah Torah are very different also.
Okay, good. Yeah.
That's with the Surah.
Right. Now, says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taryag, the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, if a person writes Sefer Torah and makes a mistake, has something that apostles the Sefer Torah, O Cheser, O Yeser, Afilu Os, missing a single letter or adding a single letter, he's not Yotzi the Mitzvah, Ki Eino Sefer Torah Klal. Because if you write a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter, you did not write a Sefer Torah. If you write a Sefer Torah that has an extra letter, you did not write a Sefer Torah. And the raya he has is the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, it appears in Bava Basra also, talks about the last eight psukim in the Torah. Who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? The Tanaim struggle with. Why is it a struggle to figure out who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? Because eight psukim before the end, Moshe Rabbeinu dies. And we believe that the entire Torah we have came from Moshe Rabbeinu. But how could Moshe Rabbeinu write Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem? Dead people don't write. And if he was writing it when he was alive, then he was lying, because he hadn't died yet. So how could he write Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem? And that's eight psukim before the end of the Torah. So the way the Gemara formulates the question, just the language of the Gemara, and this just shows you how you have to be sensitive to the phrases the Gemara uses, even when you already understand the broader question that it's asking. The Gemara doesn't just say, what do we do about these last eight psukim? How could Moshe Rabbeinu have written them? It would be a lie for him to write them. The Gemara says, Efshar Sefer Torah Choser Os Achas Uksiv Lakoach Sefer Torah Azos. Could it be the Sefer Torah is missing a single letter and Moshe Rabbeinu gave us an incomplete Sefer Torah and said, here, take this Sefer Torah? Now, the Gemara is not really asking about a single letter. The Gemara is asking about eight psukim. But the phrase the Gemara uses is Efshar, that it's Chaser Os Achas. And it says, Lekoch Sefer Torah Azos. So you see, the phrase the Gemara uses is that if it's missing a single letter, then the whole thing's going to be puzzled. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, if we assume, like the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that we're not Bekiyin B'chaseros V'yaseros, we don't know every Vav, every Yod, every Hey, says the Minchas Chinuch, it could be that we are incapable of fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah B'zman Hazeh. And what Sefer Chinuch is using this for is to explain one of the big kashas that a lot of the Achronim have, which is that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Many of them we're not able to do, because we're not a Kohen, there's no Beis HaMikdash, all sorts of things that prevent us from doing many of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Whenever we can do a mitzvah, we should do the mitzvah. We must do the mitzvah. Mitzvah number Taryag is Shenitztavinu Lios Lekol Ishmi Yisrael Sefer Torah. You got to write a Sefer Torah. Why do so many people not do this mitzvah? We're capable. Get a sheep, get a skin, make a cloth, get some ink, write yourself a Sefer Torah. Why aren't we teaching Safros to children so that when they become bar mitzvah, they could sit and write a Sefer Torah, a few letters a day, and it will be a project, and over the course of their life, they'll write a Sefer Torah? What happened to this mitzvah? It's not just for like some rich people, the Zecher Nishmas, their whatever, grandmother. What happened to this mitzvah? Every Jew should be doing this mitzvah. So says Minchas Chinuch, maybe the reason we don't is because we can't. Not we can't because it's too expensive, we can't because we don't have the expertise. No, that's not an excuse. It's not that expensive to get some sheepskin if we're willing to do the writing ourselves, and we should train everyone. No, we can't because we're never going to get a kosher Sefer Torah. Is that a satisfactory explanation to you? What problem does that raise if we're not able to write a kosher Sefer Torah? What? We knew what problems. When we lane, what do? We say bracha. So bracha levatal. Is that called kriyas haTorah? You're leaning out of a puzzle of Sefer Torah. Meaning to say that every Sefer Torah that we have is puzzle. Oh wow, that's hard to stomach. And forget about Sefer Torah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what about our tefillin? What about our mezuzahs? We're not bekiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros. Are those kosher? We still do the mitzvah of tefillah. We still do the mitzvah of mezuzah. So why do we still do those mitzvahs? But we're not bekiyin b'chaseres yaseir. So he writes, v'nei al karchach b'tefillin barba parshios bekiyin anu. V'ilav achi mitzvah tefillin rofefes. A very great chiddush. We're not bekiyin b'chaseres yaseiros. Maybe that means in other parts of Torah. But in the parts of Torah that we use for the parshios of tefillin, and the parts of Torah that we write in the parshios of our mezuzos, we are bekiyin b'chaseres v'yaseiros. Those parts, if you want to come up with a Bible code within the parshios of tefillin, you're good. That's okay. We must be bekiyin. Because after all, he says, why do you think we lost the bekiyus and the chaseres v'yaseiros of Sifrei Torah? Probably we were sent into Galus, and we had to rewrite Sifrei Torah from memory, because we couldn't bring our Sifrei Torah with us. So we were rewriting Sifrei Torah from memory, and we probably missed some letters here and there. And it caused us to lose our bekiyus in chaseres v'yaseiros. We may have known all the words, bal peh, so we were able to write it, but if you don't have a Sifrei Torah to copy from, you lose the expertise. But was there ever a time where Jews didn't have tefillin? Wherever they were, they had tefillin, they had mezuzahs, that they could bring wherever we're sent into Galus. People went through the Holocaust. There were people that actually had tefillin that went through the Holocaust. Mind-boggling that they were able to do that. But there's always somebody with tefillin. We never had a time that was lost. What did someone tell me? I just saw someone said that they were in a bakery in Yerushalayim. This was a Facebook post someone sent to me. I don't have Facebook, but someone sent to me. A woman was in a bakery in Yerushalayim, a teacher, and she was standing in line behind, who was it? Famous Natan Sharansky, I think it was. And she said to him, is it true that you had a Sefer Tehillim with you in everything you went through in the Soviet Union, in the in Siberia, whatever, that you had a Sefer Tehillim? And he took out the Sefer Tehillim from his pocket that he carried with him through all those years. And she said to him, you carry it with you your entire life, all this time, wherever you go? He says, no, I don't carry it wherever I go. It carries me wherever I go. It's a nice line. But the idea is that we have mezuzahs, we have tefillin. We didn't lose the bekiyus and chaseres v'yaseiros, those things. It can't be that we forgot those things. But then he writes, he says, why am I so confident that we didn't lose the bekiyus in the parshiyos of tefillin and the parshiyos of mezuzah? Because those were always mitzvos. So there's no way that we ever stopped doing the mitzvah. So if we always had those mitzvos, then we wouldn't lose the bekiyus. Then he says, but you know what else is also always a mitzvah? Writing a Sefer Torah. So why do we lose the bekiyus in that? He says, I'll bring you a raya, and this is the connection to our sugi, I'll bring you a raya that was never forgotten in the days of the Tanoim, at least. Because the Tanoim argue about Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem the Masoros. Mikra and Masoros are about chaseros v'yaseros. It's about an extra vav here, an extra yod there, v'nashal v'nishal, sukas, sukos. So clearly they're assuming that they were bekiyin enough to say that we know what the kri is, we know what the ksiv is, we know this is how it's spelled, we know this is how it's written. So clearly they're assuming a certain level of bekiyus in the days of the Tanaim. So says Minchas Chinuch, and it's a critical Minchas Chinuch to know, you should always take this Minchas Chinuch with you. V'nirala niyazdaiti birurin, mentally, not carry. V'nirala niyazdaiti birurin shel devarim, he says, I think the pshat is like this. There are two types of chaseros v'yaseros. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but essentially what he says is there are chaseros v'yaseros that change the meaning of the words, and there are chaseros v'yaseros that don't change the meaning of the words. For example, sukkah could be spelled sukkas or sukkos. Sukkas would be singular, sukkos would be plural. And the Gemara's drasha of how many walls you need for a sukkah is based on whether we hold Yeshem the Mikri, Yeshem the Masoros. Is it Shnayim Kilchas and Shlishas Hafilu Tefach, or do you need Shalosh and then the Revius Tefach? Based on, do we read it Sukkos, 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 or Sukkos, Sukkos, Sukkos? If it's Sukkos, 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 what does the Gemara say? Each time it's a plural, which would mean six walls, but one of those times that it says Sukkos, you already need the Gufay, you just need just for the Pashup Shat, so that leaves you with four walls. The Halacha Moshe Misina knocks down the fourth wall to make it a Tefach. But if you have Sukkos, 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 so then you have a total of four. Sukkos 1, Sukkos 2, Sukkos another 2, total of 4. Right? But Dal Chad Lugufei, you need one for the just for the Pashup Shat, so that knocks you down to 3. Comes along the Halacha Moshe Misina, it takes that third wall and knocks down to a Tefach. So the mashmos of what the word means changes based on the chaser and yaser. In that kind of chaser and yaser, it has to be that we are bikiyum. It has to be that we know the difference in chaser and yaser. But, and that's yeshem l'mikri, yeshem l'msaros. Whenever the Gemara has yeshem l'mikri, yeah, it sounds like chaser and yaser, but it's the kind of chaser and yaser that changes the meaning. V'nashal v'nishal. Is it that the blade flies off the handle or that a splinter flies off the tree? It depends. Is it Vinashal or is it Vinishal? So with those kinds of chaseros, we know. We know that there's a kri, we know there's a ksiv, and it's a question of which way to read it. And in most of the rest of the Torah where it's not a kri and a ksiv, we just know. We just know what the word is. If it were to change the meaning of the word. We know whether it's plural or singular. But the other ach, he says, yesh chaseros v'yaseros deino mishtana perish hateva al yidei zeh. Kigon aharon b'parshas tetzave b'mesora katana, yesh mesoros t'niflam below vav. The name aharon. We don't know if it should be with a vav or not be with a vav. And you know what it means with a vav? Aaron. You know what it means without a vav? Aaron. So it's good. It's all the same. Those chaseros v'yaseros were not bikin. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, therefore, no, what does that tell you? Therefore, when we have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, are we able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? No, what are you telling us? Are we able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Bizman Azah? We don't know every vav, says Minchas Chinuch, yeah, because the things that we don't know are letters that don't matter that much. They don't change the meaning of the word. One second. But it doesn't really change the meaning of the word. He says, if you're going to have a chaser or a yeser that changes the meaning of the word, and al yidei ksivasa amali chaser al lehepich mahapich Torah selukim chayim, you're changing the meaning of Torah, v'chas v'shalom bevadei lo nishkach afilu kechot asa'oro me'adin. God forbid, nothing was ever forgotten, not a single detail of halacha, especially since it relates to the mitzvah seder rice of ksiva sefer Torah. V'chas v'shalom shetispatol mitzvah seder al yidei shikha. God forbid that it happens because we forgot. That's why we're not able to fulfill the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. No way. But those chaseros v'yaseros shalom nishtana perish amila klal that don't change the meaning at all. Bein chaser yaser, eino mazik klal. That's no skin off our back. That doesn't bother us at all. Upshitali deino ma'akev klal. And it's not ma'akev at all. And that they forgot, because it didn't matter that much. So we don't know if the vav of gachon, the Gemara raises the issue of Maseches Kiddushin, when it says that vav of gachon, or the word gachon, is the halfway point of the Torah. So the Gemara asks, yeah, is it the last letter of the first half of the Torah, or the first letter of the second half of the Torah? Gemara says, I don't know. Why don't we count it? Well, you can't count because they know the bikin b'chaseros v'yaseros. Because we don't know the letters that don't matter that much. And therefore, we can be yotzei the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Yeah?
A lot of chidushim in Torah created based on gematrias with chaser, yeser, vav.
According to Minchas Chinuch, those gematrias are all flawed.
Aharon.
According to Minchas Chinuch, it's flawed. Yeah. Says Minchas Chinuch, Ora nichozo l'tzavach. L'divrei bal Shagas Aryeh gamkin mitzvah tefillin merufa biyadeinu. According to the Shagas Aryeh, who says that we just don't know, we're not became chaseres yoseres, and therefore we can't fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, we can't do tefillin either. Because in the parasha of Ahayu Kiviyach, it says, Uluto tafos chaser vav. And parasha Shema, Uluto tafos chaser shnei vavin. And parasha, the third parasha, Uluto tafos chaser vav tinyan, I'm missing the second vav. And there's a machlokas rishonim, whether they're supposed to be spelled Malay or Chaser in different places. It says Menachas Chinuch, if such a thing is going to mess up the whole kashrus of the tefillin, how could we have a machlokas about it? According to the Shagas Aryeh, it could be that we're not being yotzi the mitzvah of tefillin ever, because there's a chaser yaser. It says Menachas Chinuch, but according to me, it's fine, because I don't think it matters. Those are chaseres yaseres that don't change the meaning of the word. It should be noted, this Minchas Chinuch seems to be against the Ramban al Torah. Ramban al Chumash. Not just any Ramban al Chumash. A Ramban in the Hakdama to his Perush on Chumash. The Ramban in his Hakdama to the Perush on Chumash writes that Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I have to reveal to you a Kabbalah Shel Emes, that the Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, the entire Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That there are different ways to formulate the letters of the Torah, to form the letters of the Torah, and to make words out of the letters of the Torah. And the way we have Bereshis Bara, it could also be Bara Shayis Bara, or something like that. It could be formed in so many different ways. Every letter is critical, and that's why if a Sefer Torah is Chaser Os Achas, it's a pagam in the Shem Hashem, because all of Torah is a Shem Hashem. The implication of the Ramban is, even if it doesn't change the meaning of the words the way we understand the words on our level, but it's still a pagam in the Shem Hashem. And that's why it's a pasul the Sefer Torah. Like the Shagas Aryeh, not like the Minchas Chinuch. Right? Ramban sounds much more like the Shagas Aryeh, not like the Minchas Chinuch. It's very interesting that Minchas Chinuch differentiates between different types of Chaseros, Yaseros, Ramban, Shagas Aryeh don't seem to differentiate. Now there's a discussion by Kriyas HaTorah. When do you correct a Balkari? When a Balkari makes a mistake, when do you correct and when do you not correct? So just like we have this discussion, Minchas Chinuch tries to distinguish between when it's called a mistake in the Torah. Most poskim assume we have that same distinction in terms of when it's called a mistake when a Balkari misreads something in the Torah. If he misreads something in a way that doesn't change the meaning of the word, we paskin don't correct him. But if his mistake is something that changes the meaning of the word, that's what the Minchas Chinuch would call a significant mistake, and therefore we paskin, you do correct him. Not so pashut. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds you correct on everything. The way Reb Chaim understands the Rambam, even Trump you correct on. Everything. There's a third daya in Rishonim that you only correct if it's mecharif or megadif. That if a person, instead of reading Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, reads the Dalet as a Resh, Hashem Acher, then you'd correct. But short of that, it's not mecharif or megadif, you won't correct. Why? Because when you're correcting someone, you can't just correct. You have to realize that when someone is laning and you correct them publicly, you're being mevaza. You're being mevaish. You're embarrassing him. That can't be done lightly. Whenever you're not required to correct, you're also not permitted to correct. Because you have to balance the proper Kriyas HaTorah with the idea You're not allowed to embarrass someone publicly. But that same chiluk between mistakes that make a difference in the meaning and mistakes that don't make a difference in the meaning, that minchas chinuch applies to the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, we apply to correcting a bal koreh. Now, what about the kasha of the minchas chinuch and the shagzai? Why doesn't anyone do this mitzvah anymore? According to the minchas chinuch, we still have the capacity to do the mitzvah, so why don't we? So there's a famous comment of the Rosh, Maseches Menachos, where the Rosh says, we are mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah bizman hazeh, in a somewhat watered-down way, by buying svarim. Because what's the reason we have a mitzvah of kisluch ha-mashirazos to write a sefer Torah? It's so that we can have a Torah from which to learn. But there's another way to accomplish that. And that is by buying svarim from which we learn. We learn from a sefer Torah anyway. Let me just close with one thing. The Ramban had said that kol ha-Torah kula shmos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting to point out that this seems to be subject to machlokas from Rashi and Marsha in Maseches Brachos. Gemara in Brachos says, how do I know that you're supposed to make a Birchas Torah before you learn Torah? Because state in Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVagodah Lelukenu. Where does that Pasuk say I should make a Bracha before I read from the Torah? So says Rashi, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I should say a Bracha. Shem Hashem Ekra means you say the name of Hashem in a Bracha. Have a good little Kenu when you ascribe greatness to Hashem, which is reading from the Torah. What greater way is there to ascribe greatness to Hashem than reading his book? But says Marsha, no, that's not what it means. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra doesn't mean you say a bracha. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra means when you read the Shem Hashem. What's the Shem Hashem? Kala Torah Kula. That's how Ramban understands. The entire Torah is the Shem Hashem. When you read Shem Hashem, first, make sure to have a godel elokeinu. To ascribe greatness to Hashem. How do you ascribe greatness to Hashem? Macha bracha. Say a bracha. So Rashi and Marsha understand the opposite. Rashi says, Kishem Hashem Ekra means to say the bracha. Have a godel elokeinu means read the Torah. Marsha says, no, Kishem Hashem Ekra means read the Torah. Because kol ha-Torah kulo shmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a godel elokeinu is make a bracha. Right, we didn't get to the beautiful Nod of Yehudas and Rav Maisha. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with that and then try to move on to a little bit of either Omer Mutter or Koch Koch. I haven't decided yet which thing I want to do next.